Hello and welcome to You Ruin Everything, a podcast where we watch and review every episode of the CW show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I'm your host, Angie, and I've seen every episode of the show.
I'm co-host Mike, and I'm watching for the first time.
And just a reminder, we are spoiler-free. We're going to actually be spoiler-free.
I'm sorry. I ruined other people when I don't want to be ruined myself. That is so rude and inconsiderate.
I did put a disclaimer at the beginning. Hopefully, if you're watching for the first time, you listen to this. The disclaimer, and also there was like kind of a second disclaimer, like you said, like I was spoiled, and before you said the spoiler was, so you did get two warnings.
It was kind of a mild spoiler, like it doesn't give any actual plot points, just kind of like a hint at something to come, but
yeah,
very low on the detail though.
Yeah, but we're sorry we did that.
I wasn't thinking.
All right, so. This week we are discussing the episode My Mom, Greg's Mom, and Josh's Sweet Dance Moves,
which is a long title.
It was written by Rachel Spector and Audrey Wachopi. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. I'm sorry. And it's directed by Steven Sachita, which I also don't know how to pronounce.
Are these all new people?
Yeah, they haven't written or directed an episode before.
You know, a title like My Mom, Greg's Mom, and Josh's Sweet Dance Moves, I feel like they just couldn't decide on the title. It's like, oh, what's the bottom? What happens? Well, there's My Mom, Greg's Mom, and the dancing. Just call it that.
We start the show with a flash way, 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 way back to Rebecca's ancestors who came to America for the first time. And the mother is still overly critical.
Yes. Is there any historical context for what they're referring to? They're escaping.
Probably they are. Later in the episode when Rebecca's mom says when the Cossacks come. So they were probably fleeing the Cossacks, who the Russians used to persecute the Jews and the Poles.
What time is that?
Turn of the century.
Okay.
Probably, I'm guessing.
Even then, the daughter doesn't get the ring when she's 18.
Still doesn't get the ring. I think she gets the ring when she turns 18 is a myth.
Yeah, every time it's when the mother dies. It's plucked off of her.
But then we cut to the present, and it's Rebecca's house, and she is going around taking down all of her Christmas decorations and putting up Hanukkah decorations.
And de-Christmasing.
De-Christmasing, and she puts up Hanukkah decor and a picture of her mom on the coffee table.
Looking really critical at her.
Looking critical. Even in picture form.
And no question was asked.
I feel like the picture was asking the question.
Why are you such a failure?
Oh, sad. She would have said loser.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, after the opening credits scene, we go to home base, and Josh hates being a grown-up. It's the worst. He doesn't get to do anything fun ever.
Has to work and stuff.
Has to work. That's what happens when you work retail at Christmas time.
You just work.
That's all you get. That's all you get to do. You don't get to have any fun ever when you work retail at Christmas time.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So be nice to retail workers when you're doing your Christmas shopping. They are super stressed out. And Greg is upset that he has to go out and find gifts for his mom and his half-siblings. And
rich family.
Yep, and everyone gather around and see what a poor person looks like. and
he's not bitter at all.
Nope, not at all. And Josh is sad he doesn't get to sit on Santa's lap anymore, which is a little weird for a 26-year-old.
Is he that old?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
he's 25 or 26.
See, I don't know. Santa isn't real. He's not a real messenger.
Yeah. But yeah, that's just one of the little league coaches, and apparently he would totally let Josh sit on his lap.
This is Josh's opportunity. Yeah. He's gonna go for it.
But yeah, we go to Whitefeather, and Rebecca and Calvin are talking about holiday stuff.
Start talking real estate deals as well.
Yeah, there are no indigenous animals in the area that Calvin wants to build his industrial park, so...
Pigeon.
Except for pigeons, and fuck pigeons.
Pigeon will move.
Yeah.
You can live in any building.
Yeah.
It
doesn't require a delicate natural habitat. Really, if there are people around, pigeons are better off.
Yeah. There's probably more pigeons after this.
Yeah, they just eat trash.
That's their own full diet, I suppose.
Yeah. Just human trash.
And then Polly kind of comes walking up and sees Calvin and tries to run away.
Yeah, it's really awkward.
Can't imagine why.
Yeah. Oh, and Calvin is going to grief support. That's nice. Good for him. Good for him.
He didn't seem too uncomfortable with his grief in the last episode either. He was pretty quick to feel his feels.
At the end, but like...
Oh, I think there was a breakthrough and this is like...
Yeah, because before he was like, when he was like being all super flirty with Paula, he was like, oh, my wife told me to be happy.
Oh, right. So now he's in denial.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
Now he's getting help.
Yeah, and he's getting help and he's feeling his feelings. Good job, Calvin.
And no Paula updates after that. I thought there was going to be the husband confrontation this episode. It didn't happen.
No, not this one.
Uh-oh.
Or maybe. Not ever. Who knows? Rebecca... Paula notices that Rebecca is wearing pantyhose. And I noticed in this episode that Rebecca is wearing, like... All throughout the episode, she's wearing, like, much more, like, fitted clothing. Like, she's dressed like New York Rebecca. West Covina Rebecca is much more, like, loose and flowy and...
She's always got a little jacket on.
Yeah.
She didn't have one there in the scene, if I remember right. I don't know what the rest of the show.
No, she doesn't. But yeah, she's much more structured clothing in this episode for her mom's visit. And also wearing pantyhose.
She had pantyhose on other episodes, I've noticed.
Yeah,
at least one that I'm thinking of when it was going to stretch on her.
She was going to get a run.
Yeah. Is that rare for her? I mean, I don't notice those things. In fact, I can't even tell when people are wearing pantyhose. Like, invisible to me. True fact.
Yeah, it's hard to pick up, like, pantyhose on camera. So, it'd be hard to tell. I only knew that Rebecca was wearing pantyhose because Paula said it. I have a stupid pantyhose story, but it's dumb and I'm not
going to tell it.
Okay.
Our audience wants to know.
No, they really don't. We're going to have to cut this out. This is dumb.
Give me a yeast infection. Don't tell me what yeast infection is.
Okay, I promise it's not related to yeast infections. You're welcome. Okay. Our friend's husband went to go see...
Me and yours friends?
Yeah. Okay. They went to go see some episodes of Star Trek The Next Generation, like, on, like, the movie theater screens. They did, like, theater releases of episodes, like, when they released the episodes on Blu-ray. And he was like, no, it's a lot better on Blu-ray, like, with the new high definition, because, like, Riker's imaginary girlfriend
in
the holodeck in the bar.
Yeah.
Then
she realizes she's not real or whatever, is gonna die.
Yeah. Alan was like, no, she doesn't have really nice shaved legs. She was just wearing flesh-colored tights. I'm like, those are just pantyhose. Those are just pantyhose.
They're special.
No. They're just pantyhose.
They didn't understand clothing article.
I don't know.
I was always confused to why there's like eggs of pantyhose in the grocery store when I was growing up.
In case your pantyhose get a run.
They come in eggs?
Yeah.
Was that to do with running?
That's why they're at the grocery store.
So you can buy them on the spot?
Yeah.
In an egg though?
I mean, they're not in eggs anymore.
Yeah, I haven't seen those in a while, but that was always really confusing for me.
It was just a marketing thing. And they were Legs was the brand, so Leg Eggs.
Yeah.
Legs Eggs.
Super.
This is You Ruin Everything, a podcast where we talk about pantyhose for an hour.
And we ruin podcasting, too.
We did say we ruin everything, you guys. You kind of dying. Knew what you were getting. I'm just saying.
Yeah, so she's impressing her mother with pantyhose.
Paula points out that she's a mom pleaser, and Baby Bex, we get a flashback, and Baby Bex was a super mom pleaser, too. Like, made her mom poached eggs. Is she 12 and she's poaching eggs?
Sorry, you kissed her wild? And...
I'm 36. I don't know how to poach an egg.
I don't even know what poached eggs are.
They're like... You, like, boil them, but, like, outside of the shell. Like, you crack them into boiling water.
Weird. That doesn't ruin it? You don't just get, like, egg water?
No. Because it's...
Like it's a milkshake, but...
No. Because it starts, like, the proteins, like, start coagulating, like, as soon as they hit the hot water.
That sounds really easy if it works. Don't you just dump it in water, done? You can't do that.
I don't know. I've never done it.
I know what we're doing after this.
Okay. Stay tuned for that update.
Where we are. I'm trying to find, like, what were we talking about? Where are we? Oh, yeah, Baby Bex.
Yeah. Poaching eggs.
And she's, yeah. Rebecca really doesn't want her mom to know about Josh because that's really embarrassing for her.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
Yeah, that one's...
Don't want to be too judgy, but yeah.
That's a bit extreme. Although, can we talk about how, like, Rebecca was not happy in New York?
Yeah, so there are other things going on. It's more nuanced than just Josh.
Yeah. Like, the situation's a lot more nuanced than that.
Yeah, totally. Because, yeah, you're right. She was totally unhappy. Her life was a mess. She had to do something to get out of that rut.
She had a panic attack before she saw Josh. Like, she saw Josh as, like, the answer to her panic attack, but she was already miserable.
Lash onto that hook as soon as she saw it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she was going to do something erratic. If it wasn't Josh, it'd be something else. But she wasn't doing well.
She was doing whatever that poorly constructed parking sign pointed to.
Yeah, it's really that thing's fault.
And the butter commercials. Okay. Yeah, and then next scene. Rebecca's mom's here. She wants to know where the bathroom is. Musical number. Yeah, it's very. No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, it's just the whole daughter shame fest.
Yeah, it's also like very fast paced. Like Rebecca can't get a word in. She's asking questions, making demands, and then when Rebecca like answers, she's like, "Don't interrupt me!" And like. You asked a question, and I'm answering it.
Very aggressive.
Yeah, it's not fun. but yeah, super shamey, super judgmental, and also really self-centered. Like, I just want to talk. I don't want to listen to what you're saying. But yeah, Rebecca's mom hates California.
Yes.
And she's going to bed.
Yeah. I think we also find out that Audrey Levine is... buying a house or something.
Yeah, she's got a winter house upstate, which is a strange concept for us in Minnesota because if we buy a second house, it's for summer use.
Yeah, in the cabin.
Yeah.
We could buy winter houses there, I guess. Is winter in the city particularly bad?
I don't know.
Opposed to being upstate in the winter, which seems like it'd be worse to me.
Yeah, that sounds like way worse.
What do I know? Rich people stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Whatever. First world problems.
First world.
Like, yeah, like...
Not even, like, we could be first world. I don't have a winter house.
That's true, like...
Too many internet options.
Can't decide what to watch on Netflix next. Glow, you should watch Glow next on Netflix.
Looks weird, I don't know.
It stars Rachel Bloom's former assistant.
I thought you were going to say Rachel Bloom. I was like, I'm in!
No, but... Her former assistant is in it, in a main role.
Is she a pro wrestler?
Yeah, she plays a wrestler.
What if I don't care for wrestling that much?
I think you would still enjoy it. Do you care for shows with interesting, complex female characters.
Yeah.
You'd like this show.
All right. It's on the list.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Answer, no.
Yeah, see?
And she gets good advice. Tells you to watch something, you watch it.
That's right.
Don't ask questions. Just do it. You'll be happy.
And also, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, so yeah, back to Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, the show that we're actually talking about.
Greg is shopping. He needs to carefully calibrate a gift to send the appropriate bitter message.
Yeah. And he runs into Heather, who works at the mall, at the toy kiosk. Greg's not sure if his siblings are 6 or 15, so...
I have that same problem with, like, I shouldn't say this, I'm gonna get in trouble with family stuff. like, my nieces and nephews, I can't remember how old they are. Like, one just turned 18 and had a prom, like, aren't you still 12? But, anyways.
Yeah, full disclosure, I can never remember how old your kids are. I was just like, aren't they toddlers? What do you mean they're in school now? I'm learning, like, they can do things. That's weird to me.
Ryan just swam across the pool.
What?
Yeah, like probably 20 feet.
Oh, man.
Big deal.
I'm old. It's weird that, like, things that were, like, this big are now, like...
your hands roughly a foot apart.
Yeah, like, they're, like about baby size.
22 inches, probably, yeah. Roughly.
But, like, not when they're all swaddled up. When they're all swaddled up, they're, like... yeah.
Like a softball.
Yeah. They're, like, little tiny things. And then they, like, they're people now. They're, like, little tiny people. And, like, that, like, talk and, like, do stuff and have opinions. It's weird.
So kids are.
That's how time works.
Time and humans.
Yeah, time. But anyways, Greg doesn't know if his siblings are 6 or 15. That is a bit bad.
Big age range.
So Heather rightfully tells him he's a terrible father, except not quite rightfully, because he's not a father.
Terrible half-brother.
Yeah. I happen to know all of my half-siblings are over 18.
How do they all know?
Yeah.
So your half-sibling is still young to me.
Yeah, right? Like, isn't Anthony, like, just supposed to be, like, this big and...
holding your hand roughly at shoulder height?
Look, I'm really good at, like, I'm really good at podcasting. I'm really good at it. This is our 8th episode, and I understand how podcasts work. Oh, my God.
So, we're back at White Feather, and Rebecca's giving her mother a tour. Did I miss something?
Yeah, no, Heather invites herself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't miss that.
Yeah. Greg recognizes Heather from Rebecca's party, and Heather's like, oh yeah, you were the guy who was super drunk and slow dancing with a fish.
And I'll have you notice that Rebecca slept with that fish that night.
Well, she stole it away from Greg. She stole the fish.
Yeah. Where is she taking from Greg? How is it taking with that relationship?
And then Heather invites herself to Greg's family Christmas.
And, you know, Greg thinks it's a good idea, so yeah, he goes forward, and he thinks there's going to be a witness to the horrific events at the Christmas holiday.
Just the horrific events. Just, ugh.
Yeah, just wait.
Just wait.
See it.
Oh, man.
Record it.
Sean is a monster. No, she's not. Spoiler alert for the same episode that we're watching.
That we're allowed to do, right?
And we're allowed to do that unless the people are watching the way you want them to watch.
Try it, someone. Tell me it's great.
They can't. We keep spoiling the episode.
All right, so Rebecca is giving her mom a tour of White Feather.
Yep.
You know, an income, a bunch of, like, embarrassing little scenarios to present themselves in front of the two.
Yeah, Tim, like, is wearing his playing card suspenders again.
Oh, man, Tim.
And he settled the parking lot case. Each of the plaintiffs gives $4.
Big
case. I mean... that sounds awful, because we're assuming Tim is representing the plaintiffs. If he's representing the defense, maybe good job, Tim. I don't think so. I think from the context, he's representing the plaintiffs, but...
yeah. Something like it.
Yeah.
But then Rebecca gets a pantyhose present.
Yep, that's from Jim, because Jim is still a dick.
Yeah.
That's gross. And Daryl's upset that no one is wearing a Christmas sweater. Like, really upset. Like,
he tried to bring some company culture along, and he's not influencing.
Yeah. I'm not sure if Daryl, like, made an announcement that it's National Christmas Sweater Day. He just thought everyone would do it, is kind of the impression I got. Like, he said it's National Christmas Sweater Day. Like, it was just a thing everybody was supposed to know.
He probably had, like, a sign or a memo somewhere.
Maybe.
Maybe he just said it was National Sweater Day, but, like, people would pick up the hint.
Everybody was into Weekend Tuesday.
Well, yeah, you don't have to work for a day. Get fun drinks and stuff. Yeah, so the mom thinks everyone there are losers.
Yep. Which causes flashbacks. It's sort of a triggering word for Rebecca. And so she lies and says that she just volunteers here to mentor underprivileged lawyers. Which is not a thing. That's not a thing you can do.
Yeah, it's hard to be underprivileged when you're called. Hard to be underprivileged when you have a college degree in the high-paying industry.
Yeah, a doctorate. Lawyers have a Juris Doctorate.
No, I did not.
Yeah, it's considered a doctorate. Because it's an 8-year degree.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, lawyers. Who knew?
Yeah.
A lot of people probably.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was anything more than a 4-year degree.
Oh, yeah. No, because you go and get your bachelor's degree, and then you have to take the LSATs to get into law school. And then you do another 4 years in law school.
A lot.
Yeah.
I wonder if lawyers know stuff.
Yeah.
How hard is it to, like, get wildlife out of a plot of land? Come on.
There's a lot of nuance. And...
Oh, yeah, that was a joke. Yeah. I get it. But... Yeah, but Rebecca really works, I'm using air quotes here, really works at a upscale Jewish firm that's closed for Hanukkah, and that's why she can't go there for the tour.
Yeah. Yeah. Rebecca makes up a law firm that's, like, tailor-made to, like, please her mom. Like, to the point where I'm like, how is this not obvious?
Mom just hopeful thinking. If you hear things you expect to hear or want to hear, you just kind of accept it.
Yeah, I suppose.
If I heard that we were single-sort recycling, I didn't ask questions. I just put that recycling out there. Only to later find that that was not correct. That check into notes is what I wanted to hear.
Rebecca, like, runs back in, like, after she tells her mom that they're going to have lunch with a VIP, and she runs back in and says, and begs Paula to pretend to be somebody fancy and have lunch with her and her mom, and Paula, like, tries to do the whole, oh, we got a level 5 mom pleaser alert again, but, like, Rebecca's like, yep, you got it, you win, not even going to bother denying this now, you win.
Yeah, I'm surprised Rebecca, or surprised Paula went for it and did it.
Yeah.
She's an enabler.
Yeah. Although she did do it in, like, the most over-the-top ridiculous way possible. Like, yeah, I feel like if somebody came in and was like, Angie, I need you to pretend to be fancy, I'd be like, well, I'm British now, too!
Make a joke out of it.
Yeah.
But it would totally work. Just like Paula works when they're at lunch and she shows up with their British
stuff.
Oh, but first, learner, Rebecca has been dating a Saudi prince, I believe.
Yeah, Rebecca is, like, telling, like, ridiculous big lies. She, like, tells her mom that the Saudi prince thing, she's like, but she, like, dumped him because he wouldn't convert to Judaism, and that's a deal breaker for her. And her mom is just eating it up. She's like, yeah, this is all obviously true.
And you're recycling a single sort? Wow. That's too good to be true.
But yeah, so Paula shows up, pretends to be both British and Jewish, and pretends she hates California.
She knows her audience.
Yeah, she is committed. And Paula points out when Rebecca's mom is, like, telling the waiter that she wants iced tea, which is, like, weird that you get up and go tell the waiter. Like, don't you usually just wait for, like, the waiter to come to you?
He comes by every few minutes.
Yeah, especially if a new person showed up at your table.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, while she's doing that, Paula's like, there's no lie that you can tell her that will get this woman's approval. Although she seems to be approving of the whole...
Good point, yeah.
I mean, it's never enough. There's always one more thing, like one more hurdle. Ah, no, never mind. I'm back. Paul's right.
Yeah, because, you know, I was thinking it through the rest of the show, and she never learns that this Paula thing was a lie until the very end. But but she still finds a way to get disapproving again when she can't have the client. And, you know, so there's always one more thing.
Yeah, there's always one more thing that if she can just do this one more thing, it'll be...
Very temporary approval.
Yeah. Then we go to Greg's mom's house, and Heather is super impressed, but Greg thinks it's tacky that there's no historical culture in Beverly Hills, but...
In their house, which that's kind of rare, I think. But
yeah. And also, you live in West Covina, Greg, as Heather points out. And he's like, yeah, California's vulgar. Greg and Naomi would get along really, really well.
That's who he should have brought to lunch. Or she should have brought to lunch.
Yeah. No, she wouldn't like him because he's just a bartender.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, she would think Greg is a loser. He's not a Saudi prince.
Or Jewish.
Or Jewish.
I don't think.
No, he's not.
Okay, not Jewish. No, because he's at Christmas. Yeah, okay.
He's at Christmas with his mom, and also his dad is not Jewish.
Dumb Mike. So many clues to that answer, and I'm just going to pick up on it. But yeah, Greg's mom seems just delightful.
Yeah, she's like super duper nice, but Greg takes everything she says as an insult. Like, oh, I've been wanting Greg to bring a friend over, and he's like, why, because I don't have any friends?
I noticed they offer pay for Greg to go to school if he doesn't want to work at the bar anymore.
Yeah, but Greg doesn't want to take any, he doesn't want to owe his mom anything, but he says he's not a freeloader, unlike Mason and Lily.
Children.
Yeah, who are under 18, those minor children, freeloading. Hey, are your kids going to go out and get jobs and start pulling their own weight?
Yeah, they need to.
Oh, you're on notice, kids. Who I hope don't listen to this podcast.
They might, for all I know. I don't know. They're phones.
Do they know the name of your podcast?
I've never mentioned the podcast to them. No.
We talked about that. We were recording a podcast. First day at dinner.
All right. I guess
they talked about, like, oh, we could do a podcast on fidget spinners.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I remember this conversation, though.
God, Mike, I'm a better dad than you.
Wait, how old are they? 13 or 14? I don't know. Goodness, for all I know, they looked it up. Maybe they figured that stuff out.
Well, sorry I ruined your dad for you, kids.
And also get a job.
Yeah. Freeloaders. What? Where are we now?
Josh is shopping for headphones.
Yes, he's shopping for headphones.
And some random worker, like, recognizes him?
Yeah, from his high school dance team, which Josh was on, like, 8 years ago. Was high school.
Must be like a picture in a trophy case or something.
I guess.
And he just like studies that thing and recognizes them shopping.
Or Josh is a legend. He's so good at hip hop dance crew.
They just talk about him for.
That they just talk about him all the time. For 8 years.
Seems likely. Aww. But whatever. He was that good. The kids still idolize him. They use his choreography. Choreography.
That's map making. Kind of.
But they still use his senior year work in their current dance routines.
Yeah.
And Josh can flip.
Josh can still do a backflip. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I can backflip as well.
Do it now.
Hold on a second, Rowan.
That was a lie. He did not just backflip.
I can't backflip.
I'm glad we've gotten past that lie. I appreciate you coming clean. At long last, our long national nightmare is over. No, it's not.
Democracy dies in darkness. Cannot be lying. I absolutely have to stop whispering, Mike.
the kid invites Josh to watch their performance, and Josh is like, I can't, I have to work. He's like, man, being a grown-up sucks.
Yeah, being a grown-up does suck.
It does suck.
I mean, being a kid sucked, too. So.
Yeah, that's true. Just everything is just... All right.
She shrunk 3 inches as she's thinking about her past.
This is the soul-crushing weight of life.
All right, we're back at Rebecca's house.
Yeah.
She seems to be really getting along with her mom now. The polo thing impressed her, and, you know, their relationship's going well.
Yeah.
And she notices the ring in the purse.
Yep.
And thinks that, you know, she might just be getting it finally.
Pretty sure she's finally getting the Garfinkel ring. She actually calls Paula, tell her, I'm getting the Garfinkel ring. That's how excited she is. And Paula's telling her that there's no pleasing Naomi and you should just stop trying to please her. And Rebecca's like, no. She's being really nice. We're getting along really well. But she's not understanding that Naomi is only likes the person Rebecca's pretending to be. It doesn't sink into her that...
Naomi?
Oh, Rebecca's mom's name is Naomi.
Ooh, okay.
Sorry. Spoiler alert!
Wait, is this the first time we learned this fact?
Possibly. I can't remember if it's mentioned in the show. But, yeah.
In the credits that it's just Rebecca's mom?
I don't think so. Whatever. Her name's Naomi. It's fine. That's a huge plot point in a future episode. And, no, it's not. It's not. That's also a lie. What were we talking about?
Garfunkel ring.
Garfinkel.
Garfinkel ring. Garfield.
That ring hates Mondays.
I'm really unfocused today.
You're so unfocused today. This is our first time recording on a Monday.
Must be it.
Probably it. Normally it's just Thursday nights. We've had a whole week to get our shit
weekend
together. And it's a holiday weekend. And our birthdays are coming up. In fact, the day this gets released, it'll be my birthday. I'll be touring Paisley Park. Bitches.
I'm a little bit jealous. Never been there. Did you go, like, just to, like, for the memorial stuff after Prince's death, or?
I can't do crowds. It's too much.
I can crowds too. State Fair.
Anyways, Rebecca's mom and her exchange gifts. But anyways, so.
So they're going to exchange gifts, and who goes first? Was it Rebecca or the mom?
Yeah, Rebecca goes first, and she gives her a crystal ring holder. And her mom was like, oh, it's a rectal thermometer.
Now, here's what I want to know. I have a theory about this episode and this particular scene. I bet originally they wanted to say butt plug, but they had to tone it down for network TV. That's what I thought it looked like, more so than a thermometer.
Gross. Well,
judging.
I'm broken. You broke me. Who gives their mom a butt plug?
Well, I don't think it was actually a butt plug. I think she's going to say it looks like a butt plug.
Okay. One time I got, like...
a butt plug story coming.
It's not a butt plug story. But we did sort of like a white elephant, but not a white elephant thing.
Sex toys?
No, not a sex toys. And I got, it was actually a vase, but it was a vase, like a clear glass vase with like another like spiral glass thing in the middle. And my Uncle George goes, why did you get her a bong?
Was he being really serious?
Yes, he thought it was a bong.
You know what she needs?
And my Aunt Joette was like, no, it's a vase. And my Uncle George comes up and like whispers in my ear, like, it sure shit looked like a bong to me.
Probably did, just like this, what I thought was an ashtray at first. It turned out it was a butt plug.
No, it's a ring holder. Sorry, Mom. I told that story to somebody and they were like, why didn't you ask your Uncle George how he knew what a bong was? And I'm like, we all know how Uncle George knows what a bong is.
Don't ask me how I know what a butt plug looks like.
How do you know what a butt plug looks like?
I don't. I just assumed.
Anyways, Rebecca gets a vase. That does not look like a bong.
No, I thought it kind of looked like an urn, though. Like, maybe it was something to put her ashes in, like she does.
I mean, you could probably double as that. You'd have to get a lid for it, though.
All right, so then, Kelvin calls.
Yeah, Kelvin calls. Rebecca wants to ignore the call, but her mom's like, no, it's work. You should take it, because work is so important.
What could be more important than work?
I mean, you know, some people might say family.
Rebecca wants to put him off, but the mom insists, and so it turns out they're going to go to dinner, I guess?
They're, going to, meet for, a drink at, I think it's Calvin, the bar in Calvin's hotel.
Oh.
I think,
that maybe. That sort of makes sense, based on the theme, the context of the theme.
Yeah.
Scene, not theme. Context of the scene.
Rebecca's mom is coming with, and she wants to know what she should wear. Is he a boob man or a butt man?
She's got plans right away here.
Yeah.
Based on a picture and a phone call.
Yep. And him being a widower is, what really...
Oh, yeah, that did set her off.
Yeah.
But isn't Kelvin too young for her? I'm trying to figure out ages here.
I think he's...
He's, 40s?
He's, Paula's age. And Paula is younger than Rebecca's mom. He's, in between, where, it'd be kind of creepy if he was dating Rebecca, and it'd also be kind of creepy if he was dating her mom.
Yeah. He didn't think that same thing, but he was, not the appropriate age range. Not the appropriate age range.
At the bar, Rebecca's mom is telling Calvin, really embarrassing stories about Rebecca. This isn't, her, school friend. This is her client.
I think Rebecca's mom is getting really inappropriate at dinner here.
Extremely inappropriate, and also, for as much as she criticized Rebecca for throwing away her career to leave New York and move to California, you're not helping.
And especially one scene after she just said how work is the most important thing.
Yeah.
But you're gonna go there and sabotage stuff. But she was, she said she wasn't drunk, but she was acting it.
Yeah,
any sense of the situation.
Yeah, well, I mean, she'd had, I think, just the one glass of wine. She was like, I think I'm going to get another drink. And Rebecca's like, no, Mom, that would make two. And
yeah, two.
Anyways, I think she was acting drunker than she was to try to...
Her flirtation method or
something?
Yeah,
to be flirty and inappropriate.
Failing completely. Being awkward for everyone.
Yeah. Back at Greg's family's... Christmas. Greg is really mad that Heather is being nice to his family. They're making Heather's helping make a gingerbread house and applauding his siblings' unconventional choices of putting the door on a roof.
Yeah, she's gone turncoat. She was here to be on his side and it's failing.
Yeah, except Heather's on the right side here.
Yes.
Heather points out that, you're totally being a dick right now, Greg. Oh, the jumping around.
Wasn't this the part when she is going to go, she left the bread in the oven or something?
Oh, yeah. Greg's mom left cookies in the oven, and he was like, oh, you left something? There's a surprise. And
she's like, what'd you say?
Yeah.
And I think they kind of, it was hanging with the showdown looming.
Yeah. And then they go back to the bar. Beck's mom is still being super inappropriate. Calvin is visibly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
He's here to discuss business. He's why is Rebecca's mom doing this?
He gets a phone call, so he kind of, walks away from the table, and Rebecca's mom does not understand that he's uncomfortable at all. She thinks she's seducing him or it's working.
Yeah. And she wants Rebecca to leave. And not just to leave, but she wants Rebecca to go tell Calvin that she's good to go. She wants Rebecca to tell Calvin that Naomi is good to go.
Oh, is that what that was? I thought it was...
Yeah.
Oh.
Gross.
I didn't read that that way. I thought she just said, I'm good to go. I'm leaving. I'm good to go. I want to hear.
No.
That's really bad. Rebecca's mom.
Gross. Naomi. Not cool.
But yeah, Rebecca has a dilemma time now. Does she kind of betray her client a little bit and put career stuff at risk, or try to please the mom?
Yep. But then we leave on that cliffhanger, go back to Greg's Christmas, and Shauna says she didn't leave Greg, she left his dad. She wanted shared custody, but Greg wanted to stay with his dad, and she didn't want to push it because she didn't want to make Greg hate her. And it didn't work. She made a mistake, and she admits to that. But she doesn't say that leaving Greg's dad was a mistake, because it wasn't a mistake. If you're not happy, you should fix your situation. Heather tells Greg that he needs to get over himself and grow up, which she normally doesn't do because she says it's a little too on the nose for her. And Greg's like, you're not even a part of this. And Mason's like, you're a dick. And your friend is cool. And that's sort of what turns Greg around and makes him realize that, oh yeah.
Greg starts blatantly telling him.
Yeah, I am a dick. Sorry.
Yeah, the mom, you know, gives her a nice little speech. This is your home too, and is really...
Yeah. And again, Greg's mom's really nice. And then we go back to the bar, and Rebecca decides she is going to try to talk Calvin into having sex with her mom, which... Oh.
You know, and then the lie that she goes back and tells her mom is probably what she should have just done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then made up another reason why he had to go. I mean, there's a better lie here.
Yeah, Calvin is like, hey, I get it. I'm a mom pleaser, too. And Rebecca's like, oh, so you'll do it. No.
Yeah, so he leaves.
Yeah. Good call, Calvin.
Understandably, yes. He gets out of there.
Next day, mom wakes up Rebecca, demanding to be taken to the airport right away. She wants a gift receipt for the crystal butt plug. And Rebecca's like, no, I got it at a local boutique. They don't do returns, they only do exchanges.
Have you ever read the signs at these places? You can't return that stuff.
But yeah, so she's like, well, take me there now.
So Josh is at the dance.
Yep.
He decides to show up even, you know, when he's working.
He has his mom call in and say that he has the flu, actually.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he calls him sick.
Because, you know, Josh is a grown-up.
And his mom calls in.
Yeah. And he tells the dance guys that to cherish these moments because these are the good old days and being a grown-up sucks. But, like, people tell you when you're in high school that these are the best days of your life, those people have really sad lives. Don't listen to those people. Life is so much better once you're out of high school. Like, you don't have to be around, like, awful people that you hate all the time.
You're not stuck in a school where you're with people that have no consequences for their action. Kids are terrible.
Kids are little monsters. Like,
if adults didn't have that shit, they'd be in jail.
Yeah. Children are monsters. Like, we're all monsters until we're, like, 25.
At least
25. And some people still continue to be monsters, but most of them do wind up going to jail. Where were we? I was saying children are monsters.
Yeah.
And now that your monsters are in bed. You can get back to the show. Oh, I think I was saying most people who are still monsters by the time they're 25 usually wind up in jail. Unless they're rich white people. Then maybe not. Then they become CEOs.
Or presidents. Yeah, we're back on Trump people.
Yeah.
Settle down.
Sorry. It's not our fault he's awful. We didn't make him that way.
No, I'd rather he wasn't that way.
Yeah, we'd love it if he wasn't awful. If he wasn't going to murder us all, either through nuclear war or through global warming.
Or through... targeted means. Now that he has all of our names, addresses, socials, and
party affiliations.
That's what Trump needs.
Yep. Although, in Minnesota, we don't register parties. So, at least there's that. Although I do show up at the DFL caucus every year.
You're on a list somewhere.
Yeah, I'm on a list. I'm fucked. I'm too loud on my personal Twitter. I was going to be on a list anyway, Zarn.
But yeah, but like the millions and millions of people criticizing him on Twitter, you can't keep a list of everyone, can you? But if you're in a database, that's like sortable. And I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like
somebody was going to snitch on me.
I suppose. Once you start rounding people up.
Yeah. You tried to tell me Christine wasn't gonna rat me out. Yeah, I was gonna get snitched
on. I'll just pretend to be on their side all along, and I'll probably totally get by. I mean, I still have public evidence people didn't bother to check, but, you know, white male privilege, so I'll be fine.
You'll just be like, no, I was just saying that stuff to...
I'm just confused for a little bit, but now I know. I see the line.
Like, I was just a kid. I was just a 35-year-old kid.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't really think it through.
White men can be kids until they're like 90.
Yes.
And then they're senile. They don't know what they're saying. White men are never responsible. But anyways.
Did we say the word Trump? Oops. That's a bad idea, Mike. Totally sidetracked. How long are we?
One of the dance guys fakes an ankle injury.
Oh, yeah, because he's totally sympathetic with Josh.
Yeah, he feels bad for Josh. How sad are you when, like, teenagers are faking injuries so you feel better about your life?
That'd be pretty pathetic.
Yeah.
And then he tries to hint that, what are we going to do? And Josh isn't quite picking up on...
Yep. Again, Josh does not good with subtext. Good with subtext. And oftentimes not good with text.
What was it that he suggested that some...
He said, well, Miguel knows the choreography pretty well, or we could shuffle the lineup. And he was like, you know the answer. It's not Miguel. And then he gets it, like, oh, and he doesn't seem to mind that, you know, teenagers are faking injuries to make him feel better about his life.
He does not know that was fake.
Good but point.
He's all about it once he figures it out.
Yeah, he seems fine with it. And then we go back to Rebecca and her mom. Her mom is back to being overly critical. Nothing is good. Only decent thing in the whole store was a floor lamp, and now she has to check a bag.
Man.
She's like, I still don't understand why you moved here. I've been here 2 days. Why would you leave your wonderful life in New York to...
Well...
See, this is where the song should go.
Yeah.
But Rebecca is finally like, fine, you want to know why I moved here? I moved here because... And then, like, the announcer for the dance crew announces that Josh Chan is, like... He says Josh Chan is in the house, which is weird that, like, people would be excited about it.
I guess they're going to hype up whatever they're hyping up, you know?
Yeah, I suppose.
But I really, really, really want to know what Rebecca was actually going to say there.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't going to be the truth.
Yeah.
Sure.
No way. But yeah, so the jig is up. Mom knows that she moved here, or she strongly suspects. She knows that Rebecca moved here for Josh, and she's like, you're so impulsive, this is just like you, you would throw away everything for that loser, and she calls Josh a loser, and like, that's what sets Rebecca off into standing up to her mom, is...
Calling Josh a loser, so she has to defend her love.
Yeah, she's like, this is what, like, that's what sets her off and, like, makes Rebecca give up on trying to please her mom, because she'll never be able to please her mom, so she's like, you know what? You're taking an Uber to the airport. I'm done. Josh overexerted himself dancing. He killed it, but he thinks he pulled his spine.
Now, I can relate to this. I once tried to do a kip-up.
I don't even know what that is.
I think it's the right word for it. That's what my nephew was calling it. He seems like he would know. It's where you're, like, on the ground, and you kind of roll back on your hands over your shoulders and kind of jump to a standing position all from like laying down.
That sounds awful.
Yeah, it's like jumping to a stand instead of like getting up. I hurt my neck. It hurt for days. Kind of ruined the vacation for me.
Yeah, don't ever try to do that again.
I'm old just like Josh.
And then that's when, this is where Josh realizes that it's time for him to grow up and that he's not a kid anymore and he has to start behaving like an adult. Rebecca, like, we go back to Rebecca and her mom, and she is, like, coming clean about all of her lies. like, Paula's not British, and she never wears pantyhose.
She works at that crappy firm.
Yeah. And Rebecca says that the reason her mom hates her is because she hates her father, and Rebecca is half her father, so she is half of something that she hates. And Naomi is like, I don't hate you. I'm hard on you because I need you to be tough. I want you to survive so that you can be ready when the Cossacks come.
It's always a risk.
That's, I mean, more so now. No, we're not doing this again. Seriously, fuck you. No, focus, Andy. Focus. Don't take the bait. But yeah, Rebecca's mom says that the reason that she's hard on Rebecca is that she wants her to be strong, and being hard on her is the way to make her be strong. And
what about just being happy, huh?
Yeah, but that's a term for stupid people, apparently.
So now we're at another shopping scene with Heather and Greg.
Yep.
Greg actually bought a gift for his mom, first time.
Yeah, that's nice. A candle. That's a gift you get somebody that you don't know what to get them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've bought candles in my day.
Candles are great gifts because you can just, like, hold on to them and give them to somebody else.
Good for a good
thing. There's a whole SNL skit about that. And, yeah, if you've given me a candle, I have given it to somebody else.
Have you ever kept a candle if it was a gift? Do you ever light candles? Just for fun? Listen to a podcast, light up a candle.
No, not really.
Bottle of wine in the tub, maybe.
If one of my cats makes a really stinky poop, I'll light a candle. But otherwise, nah. I'm always worried about fires.
Dangerous.
Yeah. I did when I was younger, like when I was a teenager, I liked candles a lot.
Incense.
Yep. But now, nah. It's a lot of work.
And for what? We got light bulbs, right?
Yeah. Candles are for when the power goes out.
And for old-timey people.
Anyways.
So Greg thanks Heather for her lack of social decorum that saved the holiday.
Yeah. Heather is supposed to go back to work, but Greg's like, no, I want to keep hanging out. And she's like, all right, I quit.
That was easy. Which Greg gives a high five.
Yeah, and Heather's like, nah, dude. And, like, she grabs him and kisses him.
So someone just quit their job to hang out with you. I guess that's a sign. Give him a high five. Obviously, there's some interest there. Greg just...
Yeah. People don't just quit their jobs to hang out with their buddies.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's a thing. We'll see where that goes.
Yeah, I'm curious. Wish I could just, like, drop my job on a whim and be all right. I feel like it would have to be way more structured and planned out to pull off something like that. Tiny bit jealous at the same time.
And Heather's a lot younger than you are.
Exactly.
Different she also doesn't have two children.
Children and mortgage. Yeah. Different place in her life.
Yeah.
Still, just the it would feel freeing, I think. But it's probably just more fantasy than reality here.
Yeah. And so then we go and Josh and Rebecca are together for the first time in the whole episode here. And they both talk about how now they realize what it's like to be a grown-up at Christmas.
I feel like adults now.
Let's go see Santa.
Instantly river.
Yep. And then it's California Christmas time.
Big group song. First time this episode ended on a song. There's always like a little scene at the end.
Yep, that doesn't really...
Oh, it goes... Well, the Kelvin did have a song last week, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I just totally debunked my own saying.
That's all right. Said. You know, it's important to question your own ideas.
Even as you're speaking them.
I did that last week with the Heather and the pretzel thing.
Remember this.
You were like, I was like, maybe Heather is the pretzel. And then right. I was like, no, wait, Heather isn't in the first episode. And you're like, you debunked your whole theory, like, as soon as you said it.
Not well thought out, that one.
Well.
Or this song thing at the end of this episode.
Well, you know, at least we're honest and we question ourselves.
I thought the song was pretty fun. You got everyone involved, I think. Hopefully I'm not going to debunk this one. But wasn't the first time that a really, like, group song where everyone's involved? Usually it's just, like, one or two characters.
See.
Or five Josh Chans. Four
Joshes. Four Joshes. Yeah, I think this is the first one with, like, the whole cast singing that I'm thinking of now. Somebody's going to write it and be like, no, you guys are forgetting about blah, blah, blah. And we'll be like, oh, we're so dumb. But yeah,
I'm gonna go with it. First time. Put it in the record book.
Yeah, and that's the show. What'd you think, Mike?
Good show.
Enjoyed it?
I did.
All right. So now it's time for Aw, Honey. Was a person that the person or character in the show that you just sort of really related to? You really felt for them. They had your sympathy.
I'm going to go with Josh Chan.
You are going with Josh Chan. Why are you going with Josh Chan?
Well, I mentioned earlier about me trying to do a kip-up and how Josh is hurting himself doing flips and whatever the heck he was doing. But I also am getting old, and I can no longer touch my toes when I stretch, which is really embarrassing and shocking for an old man. So I feel like Josh is getting old. I'm getting old. I relate.
All right. And I am going to go with Paula, actually, because I have had to sit by while a friend asked me to go along with a stupid idea, and even though you tell them it's a stupid idea, they're like, yeah, but just do it, though, and then finally just like, god damn, it's easier than arguing with you, and I like that Paula had fun with it. Good. I wish I had the creativity to be like, yeah, I'm British now.
Made the best of it.
Yeah. And now it is time for I Just Can't With You Right Now, who is the person that we just can't with them. We just can't with them right now. We just can't.
What do you got?
And for me, it's Naomi. Not just because she's awful throughout the entire episode. Like, because she is. She is.
That's the whole part of the show.
Yeah. But even at the end when it's like, oh, the really touching moment of I'm really mean to you because it makes you stronger. No, you don't abuse somebody to make them stronger. You don't get to push somebody down and then take credit when they stand up. Like, that's an extra shitty level of, like, emotional abuse of, like...
Yeah. She didn't even give him the ring at the end.
Yeah, didn't even get the ring at the end. But yeah, that's my... I just can't with her. I just can't.
I strongly considered her as well, but it seemed a little too obvious. But particularly at the dinner, I was like, that was the focal point where I thought she was the most bad.
Yeah.
Her behavior with Kelvin. But instead, I just went for Greg and his rude, whiny behavior towards his mother. Yeah, he's kind of a jerk. So.
All right. That's we just can't with them.
No, we can't.
We can't. Mike, what time is it?
Prediction time!
Mike's Prediction Corner!
All right, so this show, everyone is doing a lot of growing up. That was kind of the theme. So I think that people are going to do adult things. I think Rebecca... and Josh, particularly, are going to decide they're going to do adult things together. Like something, I don't know what it's going to be exactly. I'm thinking like maybe they go to the opera or something, wear nice clothes and a suit. But they're going to hang out in adult ways. Bless Boba, at least for one episode, and do something more sophisticated, adulty. Because they're going to try to be adults now. And I also think that this Josh and Rebecca thing getting together is getting close. I feel like we're within a couple episodes of this happening. We're, like, right on the edge, because I think this adult thing plays into it. It kind of triggers it. Maybe Josh decides to take control of his life and not let Valencia tell him where to live and what furniture to buy. He's going to start making decisions. And one of them's going to be hanging out in adult ways with Rebecca, which leads to them getting together.
All right.
First prediction. I think Greg takes up his mom's offer for paying for college and starts that up. He should.
Yeah.
I also have one more prediction that's not for like the short term, but sometime maybe towards the end of the season. I think we get to meet Audrey Levine. I really want to meet Audrey Levine. She comes up often enough, and I think she's a mess. So this is my prediction. We meet her, and she's a mess. So her mom just plays her up just to make Rebecca feel bad. She's really not quite as awesome as she's made out to be. The end.
All right. Those are Mike's predictions. Those are all very interesting theories you have, Mike.
I was wondering if you're going to say they're boring this time. I predict that he'll say that every episode.
I mean, you've made a prediction that I have control over the outcome of, so...
Which one's that?
Just you predicting me saying that.
The one I just said 5 seconds ago?
Yeah, that one. That's...
I mean, wait a minute, I got the Greg one and the Audrey one. How can you control that? I can't control the show.
Or can I? No, I cannot. I cannot, actually.
I'm not so smart.
All right. So anyways, that's the show. If you like this garbage for some reason, you can rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, or wherever you get your podcast from. Helps other people find the show. You can find us on Facebook at You Ruin Every Pod. You can follow us on Twitter at You Ruin Every Pod. You can email us at youruineverythingpod@gmail.com if you really just want to get deep down into all the ways we were wrong.
Yeah, and when's this episode coming out?
This episode's coming out on my birthday.
Your birthday! Write a good review for her birthday, right? Sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, or give money to Planned Parenthood.
Both good ideas.
Both good ideas. Do both of them.
Both, yeah.
Yeah. We still don't know how to end this podcast.
Bye, everyone.
Okay, well, bye.